Okay.
Oh, damn it.
Five.
Four.
Three.
Two. One.
Hello, one. World, hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
Oh, God, where's the timer? Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Everything is fine. Welcome back to the Happy Hour, everyone. We had a very uneventful week, as you all know, since the Habs are not playing hockey. Wait, actually, something did happen last week, and it was super exciting, and everybody got in a big old hubbub about it, and everything was good, and everything was bad, and then everything got worse, then everything got better. Everyone was so happy mad that it was just the best. And it's going to be like this every week.
Yes.
Until October. My name is David Ogier, and I am at MetalDave01 on Twitter.com. And I'm joined, as always, by Beth.
What up, what up? I'm at HIVERHUIT on Twitter.
Okay. And Veronica.
Yeah. I'm at CHILE_Pepper on Twitter.
And we are the Happy Hour at Happy Hour on the social media platform Twitter known as Twitter. So that's the first time I fucked that up. So so the big news. I know.
Yeah, you could have gotten away with it.
Words are words, and so are letters.
No.
Yeah.
Letters are letters.
Letters are letters. That's what I said. I said words are words and letters are the same of the part of it. I understand what I messed that up.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Now I get it. It's like cats are cats and so are dogs.
Yes, exactly.
You just can't.
No.
Differentiate the two.
But they are definitely not the same thing.
Complete anarchy. Cats and dogs living together. One of my favorite lines in all of cinema. So the big news out of last week is that the Habs finally committed the big commitment to a backup goalie for Carey Price. And my God, we picked up Jake Allen from the St. Louis Blues.
Welcome.
For a seventh round pick.
That and a second round pick.
Yeah.
No,
and
a third.
He gave away the picks that he got for Kovalchuk.
Oh, that's correct.
And Shaw.
Yes.
And Shaw.
So, yep. I messed that up. Now that I'm actually reading it, we got Jake Allen and one of their seventh round picks for 2022. And what the Blues got is a third round pick for this year and a seventh round pick for this year. And as mentioned, that third round pick was from the Ilya Kovalchuk trade. And then that seventh round pick completes the Shaw trade, essentially. I don't think, unless there's another pick somewhere that we're still using for Shaw.
I think that transaction is final.
Yeah, I think that's everything now. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, what's this? Hey, Bobby Ryan wins the Mastodon Trophy.
Oh, yay!
Good job, yay! Bob.
That's
Bob
good.
Ryan.
That's great. I thought it was his to lose for sure.
You know, it's freaking those guys with two first names. They always get all the good stuff. Anyway,
I met him. He's very nice.
Really? Bob Ryan?
I think
that
he was there.
When you went and met Erik Karlsson?
Yes.
Okay.
I walked by Erik Karlsson, right. And then definitely stopping and introducing myself.
That's a throwback for all of our OG Happy Hour listeners.
Yeah.
Shout out to the OG listeners.
I think that's a season one story. Damn.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, talk about a deep arc.
Deep cut.
Absolutely.
Pulling out the deep cut tonight.
So
I know. Nobody ever asks me why I tweet Teletubbies.
Why not?
Well, I know, but it's because I talked about the Teletubbies one time.
Oh, really?
Like, really early on. I talked about how Sophia was obsessed with them, and also whoever created the Teletubbies was probably on acid.
Oh.
We had that whole conversation.
It was a long time ago now. I imagine we did,
That show is a trip.
Yeah, there are things going on in that show.
Yes.
That,
seriously, like, my former husband and I would watch with her and go, like, what the hell is this? And it's just kitty crack.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's why I tweet with Teletubbies.
Remember, kids, stay in school.
Stay in school.
Once COVID is over, as of right now,
Teletubbies creators are cleaning up.
Yeah. As of right now, complete anarchy until school can happen, but it can't. So, you know. Also, get vaccinated. Flu season's coming along. I got my flu shot.
Oh, yes.
For the first time in my life, I felt compelled to get the flu shot. And I can tell you, I missed tasting food. It was kind of weird. After I got the shot, I just, my tongue felt tingly. And then all of a sudden, I couldn't taste anything. But I can draw real well now.
So I wonder if it has, if it's kind of... Because that's one of the symptoms of COVID.
Yeah,
you can't smell or taste.
Oh, okay. So let me reiterate what I was talking about there. I was lying. I'm still terrible at drawing. I can taste everything fine. I don't feel anything weird about the vaccine. What? I know I'm a great liar. Sorry. Moving on. It just feels like somebody. Whatever. It just feels like somebody punched me in the arm.
Shots suck.
Like every
shots?
Day.
Yeah.
Like I wake up, I'm like, someone sucker punched me. Nope, that's a vaccine.
I love getting needles.
Yeah. Well, this was a weird, like, there was four strains of the flu that this one's supposed to protect against. So it's like one of those
ultra vaccines.
Yeah, it was one of those shots that just had like the four pricks, you know, all at once, like that. And I didn't even feel it. I was like, damn, that was not
so
painful.
Was it like with a gun or something?
Nope, just a regular syringe looking handle, you know, lady stuck me, you know, thumbed down the, you know, the stuff into my body, the microchips. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had to get a shot in your butt?
No, I am not a weirdo.
That hurts. What?
I had a shot in my spine.
Well, that's different. I've had a bone marrow biopsy. I guess that's a shot.
Okay, I've never had anything in my spine, but I had a shot in my butt once and it hurt really bad.
Like your butt cheek?
Yeah. It's like right up at the top. It's like right up at the top where like the back of your hip meets your butt cheek, like right where it starts to get real fleshy.
Yeah,
It's not a good time. Like I was walking very strangely for like 2 days.
Sounds painful.
Why,
0 out of 10, do not recommend.
Time that I got a shot in my spine, by the way, I was actually congratulated by the nurses.
Hey, good job.
Because all I did was so make a face. Yep.
Oh, nice.
And they're like, wow.
Wow.
Most people complain or something.
Mm-hmm.
I have a high tolerance for pain.
Nice.
So is Jake Allen, because he's going to be in the Montreal market now.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, no, that's a true story. The big complaint about Jake Allen is that he makes too much money. He makes $4.35 million. On any other team that is not the Montreal Canadiens or Tampa Bay, I guess, that is a starting goaltender salary. However,
yeah.
Since we're talking about the Habs, we have Carey Price at 10.5, Jake Allen at 4.3, and Charlie Lindgren's at 0.75 right at the moment, 750,000. But when next season starts, he's going to be in Laval or shipped out at some point.
Elsewhere.
Don't quite know how that's going to work out. Very interesting conundrum.
His stock can't be very high either.
No.
Charles? Well, he's not. It's true. He's never played, and his AHL track record is a bit not great. So, but here's the end line here is that altogether, with Carey Price and Jake Allen, we'll be paying $14.8 million in goaltending, which
Fine.
I believe is a league leading cost for net minding. Which, yeah, that's not a problem at all.
No,
as the commandments dictate of hockey, spending $15 million to stop goals is way better than paying $33.5 million to not score any.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the Leafs, because fuck the Leafs.
Fuck the Leafs. Yep.
And fuck congratulations to the Islanders.
Congratulations to the Islanders.
It's just
weird. We don't need you.
just incredible. Oh, that's a episode title right there.
Yes. It is so gratifying.
Yeah, it's good. Now, of course,
we as Habs fans can enjoy these wins because we get to troll Leafs fans.
Oh, yeah. And, man, I'm so happy for Alain Vigneault to be able to leave the bubble and then catch up on current events.
Yeah, he can read. He can read stuff.
What a hockey nerd.
I'm just a hockey nerd.
I'm just a hockey nerd. I just want to know what Therrien thought. That's the only person I care about.
I know. David really wants to know how Michelle feels about all of this.
So I want to know. Like, what does he think about Carter Hart? I mean, he's like, it's soft. He has to get better. It's like, what? He's like your best guy. Claude Giroux, soft. He has to play better. Oh, my God. Really? Yes. Very. Now get out of my face. I have to smoke this stogie in the room. The pale moonlight.
I wonder if we quit smoking.
Nope.
Nope.
Too stressful.
I'd be shocked if he quit smoking.
It's going to be 2 years for me. I think this week.
Hey. Yes.
Yep. Oh,
wow. No. That's queen should get stabbed in the spine, not smoking.
Yeah,
stop
that's
calling
right.
me! Sorry.
Oh, no.
What? Oh, block the number.
Wait.
Yeah.
Give me one
go second. On D&D.
Hello? I want an apology call from a utility company? Go fuck yourself!
Oh, good kid! Hello?
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 Yellow.
Black.
That's the second time that... Okay, I'm going to need a minute or two to do this. So, $15 million on goaltending. That number's blocked. And what this means, as said, Habs are spending more on goaltending than they can, but this is such a big thing!
It's a big deal!
Jake Allen has the potential to play like 30 games for the Habs. He's
or
a starter.
More.
He was a starter until,
Binnington.
Binnington.
Racist
face.
Yeah.
Yeah, or sexist. He's just a piece of
shit.
That's all you have to say about him. Until he came around, and then the Blues aren't in the playoffs anymore. Right? They get eliminated? Yes.
That's why we could trade with them.
Oh, see, that's very smart.
Yeah, you can't trade with teams that are still playing.
Well, I mean, that'd be funny. So, anyway, regardless, Happy Hour consensus, I'm pretty sure I'm correct in this, is that this is good. We need backup.
Yes.
That's such a huge thing for next season. Who knows? We now have a 1A and a 1B. I have zero worry about, Jake Allen, unless he goes 0-10, and then I'll be very sad. But then,
it's
guess
not
what?
Likely to happen.
Yeah, and then guess what? We don't have to renew his contract after the next season. He's done. 1 year. Boom. That's it.
Unless we keep him. This means that Carey can take more nights off.
Yep.
And that is extremely important because, as we mentioned last week, we all know what a rested Carey Price can do. There's nothing wrong with this.
Come on. Yep.
We can get more videos of him giggling on the bench.
Yes. There's nothing bad about this. There's nothing bad about this. And I heard from a St. Louis fan who, I guess, found my tweet on Twitter where I was talking about Jake Allen. And he said he gave a lot of accolades to that goalie, and he now said Montreal has the best 1-2 in the league.
Easily.
Ooh.
Easily.
Yeah.
Right?
It's Carey and Jake. Let's go.
Shit.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's block some pucks and give no fucks. I'm sorry for swearing, but that's how I feel.
It's okay. I swore at a person just now on the phone. That was a complete shame.
You swore at a recording.
Yeah, that's fine because it makes me
maybe feel. They'll listen later.
Anyway, aside from that, what's going on? So as it stands right now, the cap for the Habs, they have $14 million in space, in cap space to use. And the big names, Max Domi, what are we going to do with him? And we're going to talk more about Max Domi in a second. Max Domi, Dale Weiss, if he stays on. Shaw Hudon, if he stays on. Christian Folline.
I like him.
Mate, Xavier Willett. And Keith Kincaid, which I'm sure we're going to keep him.
Goodbye.
Yeah, see you later. Yeah. Take your emojis with you.
Yes. Put them back in their packages and get out.
Hope you kept those packages because you cannot RMA them if you threw them out. We need the original packaging. I hate that shit so much.
I have like a storage room full of original packaging.
Oh my God, are you insane?
I know. I'm like this weird reverse hoarder. Wow. I mean, hoarder still, I guess. But yeah, I like to keep the packaging because you never know.
Yeah, but it's only good after 30 days.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can't just like say if I've kept something for like 3 years, I'm like, you know what? This blender sucks. I'm going to return
it. Costco would take it back.
That's insane.
It's insane. I one time had a TV and I was on, it was like right when I sort of became, you know, single mom on my own kind of thing. And I hit a rough patch and I returned my TV and they took it back. No questions asked. And I got the cash in my pocket.
Yes. I got money in my pocket.
And on the other hand, smoking a cigarette.
But not anymore.
Not anymore.
I quit.
That's right. One hand in my pocket. That's one of my perfect albums.
Other ones thrown up a peace sign.
I love Alanis.
That's what it all comes down to.
How much set do we need? More.
What?
More set.
Oh. Oh my God. Oh my gosh. Okay. I got it.
Now, sorry, you guys are, you know, slow on the uptake.
But, I think that Robin Sparkles, or you know, the one from How I Met Your Mother, I think she was based on Alanis Morissette because that's what her rise was in Canada. She was like a bubblegum pop star.
Let's go to the mall.
Yes.
Oh God.
Yep. They based her on Alanis Morissette. Because that's what Alanis Morissette used to be before she became, like, this serious artist.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's almost like Pamela Anderson.
Pamela Anderson. She was spotted on the Jumbotron at an AC Lions game.
And then some guy was like, yep.
And he's like, yes, please.
Yep. Cash this check.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mother, may I.
Wish I had that job.
Looking for cute-looking women in the crowd?
A sporting event.
Yeah. I would be so good at that.
Job.
Dave, would there be enough jobs for all the girls?
With my Labatt Blue, I'd be like, all right, I need my binoculars for this one. Unless the Jumbotron guy can help me out here. I mean, really. That guy made bank, I can imagine. Anyway.
Crazy.
Anyway.
Okay.
Let's steer away from professional stalking. Another bit of news from the Habs that happened this week dealing with a player. It was Lucas Vedemo has a new one-year contract, newly minted, two-way, and further.
He was loaned
to a far-off team in Sweden. where they play hockey all the time, forever and ever, kind of like Canadians. He was loaned to Södertälje SK. I don't know what that is. And yeah, he's expected to be back for training camp, so he gets a little bit more playing time. I'm trying to remember Vedemo in Laval. I'm trying to remember like what his deployment was, but it's totally not on my mind at the moment. I'm trying to remember if he played with KK or not.
That I couldn't tell you.
It's just I had everything set up for all the Habs news and Rocket news, but I don't have anything. So regardless, Lucas Vedemo, he is a highly touted player of ours, not like a Cole Caulfield type, but definitely like a bottom six-ish guy. And you know, more playing the better for that kiddo man.
Yeah.
How come this is not in alphabetical order? One second.
What?
Just looking at something. Excusez-moi. Just one second.
Excusez-moi. Okay, I'm looking up Vedemo.
Oh, yeah. He was a third-round draft pick. That's what I was trying to figure out. Drafted 87th overall in 2015. Wow. What a draft. For everybody. That was the Connor McDavid draft.
Oh, shit.
That was also the Zachary Werenski draft. Wow.
I remember that time I was with working with an Oilers fan from Edmonton.
That was also the Noah Juulsen draft. Wow.
Noah Juulsen.
Yeah.
I love that kid.
Yeah.
He'll be on the ice soon enough. That was also the Sebastian Aho draft.
Wow. That was quite a year.
Yeah, I got Daniel Sprong. Wow.
He's a good player.
And he's a good player.
So.
Oh, yeah, Jason Siegenthaler. What happened to that kid?
Södertälje. Okay, that's what I'm trying to find
out.
Not
Jason Jonas. I'm such an idiot. He's a kid.
Jason!
That's
Jonas. Oh, Jonas. My Lord. Tampa Bay just scored, for goodness sake.
I think Tampa's going to take that one.
No.
Barry Trotz wins it.
That's Barry Trotz is going to win this.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
What happened to Jonas Siegenthaler, though?
He got traded at some point. He's on the Capitals roster now.
What the hell?
What the Thaler?
Oh, my God. I heard Finnish for the first time the other day. I've always wondered what it sounds like, because when you read it, it's like, how do you read that?
Oh, yeah.
It's like reading A's. A puzzle.
It's just all A's. So, with the call of the game where Dallas beat, it's already. It's already forgotten.
Vancouver.
Oh, shit. Yes, of course. The kid who got the hat trick in that game. It wasn't Vancouver.
Not Vancouver. Colorado.
Colorado!
Wow. Oh, yeah, I was at a bar watching that game, actually.
This is
wow.
The time. It just happened. So the kid who got the hat trick is Finnish, and Sportsnet got the Finnish call of that game? He got the game winner, and it was a hat trick, too, right?
Yeah.
It was like his first game as a Dallas Star. I might be wrong. Oh, keep something like that. Yeah. And so I heard the Finnish call of that game, and I'm like, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Never heard it before.
It's a very language.
Sure.
Nordic.
It's
slippery.
Yeah.
He got so quiet.
Okay.
It's hard.
He's
to,
reading
like,
something.
Oh, I was like, it's probably. Hard. It's slippery because it's hard to like wrap your mouth around it.
Well, yeah.
The language.
I already said my piece.
Södertälje. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now what it means.
Hey, what?
English. The name of the team that the demo got lent to.
I bet it means.
Apparently, it doesn't.
Brown
mean
Bear Mighty Fist. Oh. Okay.
It's not bringing up any kind of translation for me. Södertälje. I wonder what that means. I'm saying it wrong.
Pepper is probably like laughing at us right now. Oh no, she speaks. I think she's like I think Finnish
is a Swedish name, right?
Yeah.
Or is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it okay.
Yeah.
It is a Swedish team.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that is the wrong team I'm looking at. Somebody put this down incorrectly. Oh, that's
team loaned him to Södertälje of Hockey Allsvenskan. Mm-hmm. Are we sure that that's a Swedish league?
Or yes.
Swedish? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Because on the official Habs article, in the official Habs article, it says in the Allsvenskan league,
right.
And then in parentheses it says Sweden.
So sort of tells you, SK, which means sport club. Actual sport club.
How do you know?
I'm looking.
Where did
at
you find that?
Looking at the wiki. So Södertälje Sport Club. I think it's Talja actually, but whatever. Yeah, it's the Swedish Hockey League, second highest level of pro hockey in Sweden. So it's like the AHL for Sweden country's hockey. So good for him.
Second highest level.
Second highest level.
Yeah, good for
the home arena is in Skanarinken. It's probably Scania Rink. the Axe Sports Center.
Axe.
Damn.
Wow.
Like you said, lots of A's.
Yes, but I'm talking about Finnish. When you look at Finnish in writing, it's like, how do you read that?
Well, we're
we
just
need
to
have Ismo on. Ask.
Yes, we do. We
yes.
have to get Ismo on.
He needs to answer your DMs.
Yeah.
It's because of it's not the answering of the DMs that's the problem. It is the it's the Wi-Fi stuff.
But I found out what Södertälje means.
Oh yes. What does it mean?
It means South Bay. It could also, the Talje could also mean to cut a notch, but the city is located between two bodies of water. So it's kind of like an isthmus, which Talje also derives from an older word for spit of land between two bodies of water. And it's between two lakes. So it's the southern piece of land between two lakes.
You're telling me. That this is another peninsula.
Peninsula, yes.
Yes! So many hockey players are from peninsulas. That's awesome.
The peninsula.
Peninsulas. I live on a peninsula, actually.
Which is derived from Latin pene insula, which means little island or almost island.
Almost island.
That's amazing.
That's a year of Latin for
yes!
me. Okay.
Islanders.
Yeah.
Yay! Anders
Who
Lee.
Who was it?
Not Anders Lee. Number seven with the beard. I'm going to see the name on his back.
Good
minute.
Job, Anders Lee.
It's not Anders Lee. Whoever number seven is. Dark Leroy.
Jenkins?
Leroy? Nope, not Leroy.
Leroy Jenkins.
it's Jordan Eberle.
Oh, yes! My goodness, he's grown up. I used to think, before I ever heard his name, I thought it was pronounced French. So in my head...
I thought it was Eberle.
In my head, it was Eberle. Like, Eberle sounds so much less sophisticated. He should go by Eberle.
Eberle.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, it's better than Eberle. Anyway, he just scored. Yay.
That makes me think of N'Jorl from the Monty Python and the Flying Circus TV show.
I like from, what's the name of that movie where Will Ferrell, the cartoon.
Which one?
With Will Ferrell and Tina Fey and Brad Pitt.
Cartoon?
Yes. The CGI movie. And he'd always go, I have to go to school instead of school.
Mastermind or something.
Yes.
Megamind. That is a fantastic film.
It is a really good movie, and I have to rewatch it again soon.
And an actual film, by the by. because it is so funny.
It is so good. It is so good.
To Shul. Shul. So the last bit of Habs news I have on the docket is that the Habs EVP Franck Marguerite. Oh wow.
What?
Is her name France?
Whose?
France Margaret Belanger, named to Executive Inclusion Council. And a lot of people hated that because we know a lot of racists in hockey. Fucked a lot of you. Oof. So this council will work to develop tangible actions and benchmarks to advance inclusion and diversity in hockey. So one of the Habs EVPs, I guess that's an executive vice.
Yep. President.
President.
Yep.
Ooh. Wonder what she does. Aside from doing the Executive Inclusion Council. So she'll be working on that. Good for her.
Is she nice to look at, Dave?
I mean, yeah, she's fair. In the end.
Well, yeah, it's an important thing. It's just like cultural sensitivity training in any company, especially if you work in a multinational. All of that stuff is good. All of that stuff is good.
She'll be working. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Just her discovery or whatever, it's all good. Like, how could you possibly complain about that?
Well, it's mainly because people are selfish and they don't care about anyone else aside from themselves. And if we give more attention to marginalized people, that's less attention for them and they hate it because they're children and they deserve to be drowned in a river.
Yeah.
This is why I'm not in politics. So there are actually four team owners a part of this council as well, including Kim Pegula, which is the co-chair from the Sabres, Mark Chipman, that's a great name, from the Jets, Earl Stafford from the Capitals, and Vincent Viola, really, from the Florida Panthers. That's
a beautiful name.
That's also a surprising name. Because I'm pretty sure I have a feeling that, yeah, he was one of the guys that was nominated for Secretary of the Army by Donald Trump. So Vincent Viola can go
that fucking
fuck
guy.
Himself.
Yeah.
I thought that name was familiar.
Yeah. Yeah.
So aside from
coming back to me.
So coming back to me. Now, let's just be honest here that, of course, he's not secretary to the fucking army anymore. And so France, her name, is going to be working along with those and others as well that don't need to be named, I guess. So cool. Yeah. No, this stuff has to happen, folks. If you don't like it, you can move to...
How is that guy involved in diversity, in the diversity initiative?
He's a billionaire team owner. Okay, this also includes Gary Bettman.
Gary Bettman, he's an adroit businessman.
Yeah, so...
If nothing else. So, good. I mean, he's...
I wonder how many black people are on this.
Yeah.
Zero.
Or indigenous people.
None.
Or gay people.
LGBTQ.
Probably not a whole lot, but...
Well, it's a start.
Yep. Gotta start somewhere. And if all the people you know that own teams are not, minority people.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, they better be taking calls from the Hockey Diversity Alliance.
Alliance, that's good. The HUDA.
Yeah.
Yep.
HUDA. Remember that movie, Scent of a Woman?
Yes.
Hoo-wah.
Al Pacino and Hoo-wah. Was it Matt Damon?
No.
It was
The other young guy. Awkward. No. The guy from Captain, My Captain.
God damn it.
Dead Poets Society.
Dead Poets Society.
Yeah, I know, but that's not an actor. That's a movie name. We're talking about frickin'
Ewan McGregor.
Nope. Wow.
Nope.
No, that's way off.
Another guy with green eyes and blonde hair.
Swear to God, if it's this guy I'm thinking of.
Isn't it the guy from the guy who rode the train in that movie After Sunrise or something?
Are you sure? This is somebody that I don't know very well, actually. Is it Chris O'Donnell?
Oh, it's Chris O'Donnell, the other yes, guy he, with green
I don't
eyes
know him that well. He looks a lot like Matt Damon, though.
And a back lot like then. The guy from Dead Poets Society.
Was he?
He looks like him. Okay, well, that's who I got him confused with, the guy who got up on the desk.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
You mean Robin Williams?
Philip Seymour Hoffman is no longer with us.
Yes.
Indeed. I'm talking about the guy who, at the end, when Robin Williams got fired, spoiler alert, he got up on his desk.
And he was all like, no, that's not Chris O'Donnell. That was freaking... Damn it!
It was, not...
Okay, Dead Poets Society.
Whatever his name is.
Poets Society. Cast!
Wasn't...
Boom! Ethan Hawke!
Ethan Hawke!
That's the guy who rode the train on that movie all night and fell in love with that woman.
The Darjeeling Limited?
Nope. The Darjeeling is a great movie.
I
also
love this
excellent
movie.
Soundtrack.
Yes. I love Wes Anderson slut.
Okay. For those of you that don't know Chris O'Donnell, he also played Robin in Batman Forever.
He did. And he did something else before that, but his career's been largely unremarkable.
Because of that movie.
Okay. What's Before Midnight? Before Sunrise. Those are the Before Sunrise was the one movie and Before Midnight was the other movie. And he was married to Uma Thurman.
Ooh.
Ethan Hawke.
Uma Thurman.
She wants to dance like Uma Thurman.
Yeah.
Uma Thurman, great friend of the Catskills.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen her around?
Others have, just, you know, waltzing around Tarjay's.
I mean, who doesn't like Target?
I love Target.
Wow. See, well, next time you're in
come to America.
Area.
Oh, I used to go down there once a year with all of my colleagues. At this company
America?
That I used to work. Yes, down to Washington State, and we'd spend a weekend shopping.
Ain't it the best?
And then declare everything when we came back across the border. But I bought my kids' entire fall winter clothing at Target that year, and it was like I spent like a quarter of what I would have spent in Canada.
I am shocked to hear that.
Yeah. Hmm. And bought lots of other stuff too, like hair products and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a long time ago when my kids wore whatever I gave them to wear. It was my decision what I bought, and they would just wear it. So it was a very long time ago.
And there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love
too bad.
Target. It's such a great store. And when it came here, it wasn't nearly like the Target in the States. That's why it failed so quickly. Everybody was expecting American Target. It was basically just Zellers.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm mad about that.
The States. I don't think we do.
No, nope. It's a very Canadian thing. Mm. I think Zellers is like an offshoot of the Bay.
Mm.
Now... rebranded the Hudson's Bay Company.
Oh.
Or rebranded. Because that's what it was always called until it was just the Bay. And now it's back to Hudson's Bay Company.
Interesting.
What an old company.
It's a very old company. It has the most beautiful building in Vancouver. Because Vancouver is a very young city, so there's not a lot of historic architecture, but that building is beautiful. It was also desecrated the night of the 2011 Game 7 Vancouver Canucks riots.
We did it.
Yeah.
Good job, everybody.
Yeah.
Nailed it. So yeah, aside from all that stuff, that's all the Habs news I have.
We didn't talk about Max Domi.
Yeah, that's not news.
Ooh.
That's a rumor.
But it's news that he did. Yes. It is news that he got a new agent.
Yes, it is. It is the same agent that agents Morgan Riley. So that means Max Domi will not get any less than $11 million out of the Habs.
Not Morgan Riley, the other one.
Mitch Marner.
Mitch Marner.
Oh, is that him?
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Mitch Marner. I'm sorry. They all get paid the same, apparently.
Taylor Hall.
And Taylor Hall. Ooh. So what's noteworthy about that, which caused some tongues to wag, was that the agent that he the agent that he fired is Pat Brisson, close personal friend of
my boyfriend.
Matt Bergevin, Beth's boyfriend.
I was not aware of that fact.
Oh my God. It's 3-1 Tampa. What? Jesus Christ. Yes.
Tampa can play. Tampa can play.
Well, they'll play in this game and then they're done.
Hmm.
They'll get overconfident.
Hmm.
Anyway, sorry to interrupt. So yeah, so he fired Pat Brisson, which got people to speculate that there's some kind of feud with Bergevin. Because Max Pacioretty also fired Pat Brisson when he was negotiating his next contract.
God, does Pat Bryson have any players left?
Bryson.
But it's not just like, I don't care.
We were told that Max Domi did not request a trade.
Oh, shit. He has a lot of people.
Doesn't he have Sidney Crosby?
He has John Tavares, Patrick Kane, Jonathan Taves, Anze Kopitar, Sidney Crosby.
Holy shit, those are some
Matt
names.
Matt Duchene, Cam Fowler, Nathan MacKinnon, Eric Johnson, Kyle Okposo, Seth Jones.
He's not too sad about guy, being fired by Max Domi.
This guy, oh my God. Zach Werenski, Noah Hanifin, Alex Galchenyuk.
What?
Alexander Wenberg, Tyler Toffoli. Toffoli.
Toffoli.
Toffoli. How does
Andrew Shaw, Anthony Mantha.
Anthony Mantha.
Derek Brassard. Tony D'Angelo. All right, we can stop looking at this.
Yeah, stop.
Okay.
I've heard enough.
Now, so I don't know if those are players just associated with the CAA Sports LLC or Pat specifically. But according to Puckpedia, those are all people from Pat Brisson, at least when their last contracts were signed. So that list may have changed since I, said stuff.
What, it's so interesting to me, Sidney Crosby. Like, imagine being his agent negotiating his last contract. Sidney Crosby took a pay cut for the good of his team so the team could be built properly. And he's, you know, born in 1987, $8.7 million. It's just like, he's such a quirky character.
Yeah, Sid the Kid.
Sid the Kid.
Not a friend of Beth.
Not a friend of Beth.
No.
Beth's not fond of Sid the Kid. Can we stop calling him the kid? He's like 35 now.
He's older.
He's actually my age, Veronica.
Sorry.
Him and I could have went to high school together. And got in the class photo. And
oh, everything. My God. Can you imagine?
Ain't that precious?
Oof.
Apparently, Pat Brisson is, like, the top agent in the league. And I'm learning all this stuff now. Since I found a very reliable site for agents.
I wonder why he fired him.
So, he oversees 57 contracts, while this complete moron, Craig Oster, oversees 93 players, including Eric Carlson, Mark Stone, Evander Kane, Matt Tkachuk, Matt Dumba, Matt Zuccarello, Thomas Hurdle, Tyson Barrie. Like, people that, you know, these guys aren't, my God. So
congratulations to Matt Dumba, King Clancy winner.
Yes, congratulations to Matt Dumba.
What did he do?
He won the King Clancy.
Whoa, Matt Dumba.
That is really cool. Who wins the Norris this year?
Shea Weber.
I just want to see if he gets any votes. That's always what interests me.
Hey, I'm not sure. Probably Hedman. I mean, Jesus, what a freaking stud that guy.
Yeah.
So good all the time.
Most unfortunate.
Dickhead. Oh wow, Stamkos is
more unfortunate. Forgot
about that.
If you have not seen Titus Andronicus,
no, I have not.
Not Titus Andronicus.
Yeah, never heard of it.
not the play or the band. Who, the guy from the show, from the Kimmy Schmidt. The guy from Kimmy Schmidt.
Yep.
Him performing Poor Unfortunate Souls. Amazing.
The guy from Kimmy Schmidt. Okay, yes, we're about to... Oh, Lord.
The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Yes.
Crap, what is his name?
I don't know.
No idea. I don't watch this show.
I don't either. That's the actress that you like, though, David.
Yeah, the redhead girl.
Yeah.
Okay, we gotta narrow that down a bit.
The one who wears the velvet Allie tracksuit.
The what?
She wears like a velvet tracksuit in a gift that I use quite often.
She was on The Office as other.
The Unbreakable.
Her name's Ellie Kemper. She was Erin on The Office.
Nope, I'm wrong.
Oh, okay. Titus Burgess, he played Titus Andromedon on Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. But he performed Poor Unfortunate Souls. He wanted to play Ursula in The Little Mermaid on Broadway, but they would not let him because he is a man. Yes.
Right.
But he does an incredible performance.
I'm sending you the gift in the group chat. This?
Because I think Poor Unfortunate Souls.
Oh, okay.
And the agent who had a weird name. And
which,
there's going to be a lot of crashing and banging around here in a minute because Lucky is chasing a fly.
And okay. Which,
a sky raisin.
Which yes. head do I like for some reason?
That one.
It's Anna Kendrick. She was thinking of Anna Kendrick.
Oh, that's easy. All right. Yeah. Okay. I do like Anna Kendrick quite a bit.
Yes, I know.
Yes.
She's a character.
Yeah. That's a way to put
it. She's in some kind of like singing talent show or something.
No, that's like a real one. Or are you talking about?
No, a series.
Yeah.
I've come across it, but I haven't watched it.
Excuse me.
Is her name Anna Kendrick?
Yeah, her real name is Anna Kendrick.
Okay, I'll find it right away. So, yeah, so I just wonder why Max Domi would fire a perfectly capable agent who has, like, why? Obviously, I guess it sounds like I want to speculate, but it's just, like, asking the question, why?
Yeah, it's going to be like this every day and every week until October.
I don't want to gossip, but I just want to...
You want to understand.
Figure it out. Yeah, I want to understand. He's obviously a good agent. He has the trust of, you know, well-respected players.
Yeah, it does.
I wonder what the gambit is.
And then picking up whoever his other agent is then.
The guy for all those guys.
Yeah.
Oh, no, the guy for Mitch Ferris. Hunter.
Yeah. Maybe he wants to get paid. And maybe Bruce Sullivan said that that's not in the cards. And he said, whatever, man.
Yeah, that can't be it. Pitch Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
I said that.
Yes, yes. Oh, okay.
I thought you were talking about a TV show.
Isn't it a TV show?
Pitch Perfect.
Isn't,
I'm sorry.
No, it's
a movie.
Movies.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm old.
Okay.
No, you're not.
Good movies, by the by.
Good movies. Those are fun. She's from Portland, Maine.
Yeah, she is.
Ooh, wow. Where the blueberries are.
That's where all the Stephen King movies take place and books.
Bangor.
And Bangor.
Mm.
Wow, I really want some lobster all of a sudden.
It's been a long time since I read a Stephen King novel.
There, Stephen Kingy.
Is he still putting them out?
Yeah.
Yeah. And his son writes too.
What? I'm going to look that up. I didn't even realize that my favorite true crime writer passed away.
Damn it.
Anne Rule, like years ago. And I never knew.
Oh, wow. Really?
I looked her up for some reason. And, I guess it was just because, you know, all this stuff that's going on right now. And if she was still, if she was putting out anything new, and no, she's not.
His son, Joe, he goes by the name Joe Hill when he writes.
Okay.
Because Joe King doesn't sound good.
We could be Joseph King, but yes. But he goes by Joe Hill, and he does horror, dark fantasy, and science fiction.
Okay. I don't do science fiction.
But what about horror?
Nope, I don't do
horror. He also does comic books.
I like terror.
I gotcha. Like
thrillers. But not like... Definitely not science fiction, ever. In any way, shape, or form.
Well, that's too
bad. Like, it's because you hear...
On HBO Max is incredible.
There's a show called Lucifer, but it's about the actual devil.
Yeah.
I can't.
Everybody said it's really good, but I'm not sure.
It's because it's a bunch of TNA.
I can't do it. Unless it's something that could plausibly happen, I don't. The only exception I make is Harry Potter. That's it.
Fun.
Yeah. No Star Wars, no pointy ears, no zombies, no nothing. That's it.
Wow.
Did you hear about the movie Horns that came out in 2013 or 2014 with Daniel Radcliffe?
No.
Where he's like suspected of murder? Well, it's based on a book by Joe Hill.
Oh, okay. Horns.
Yeah, but it's called Horns.
Radcliffe. He was very funny. Radcliffe. He was very funny in Extras, which is another series that I highly recommend.
Yeah.
Yes. Ricky Gervais was two seasons. He and his partner there, Paul Merchant, I think it is, from the original Office. It's a whole other series, and they play extras, like movie set extras. And so there's a lot of guest appearances by the stars of the movies that they're appearing in. So there's Kate Winslet, David Bowie, Samuel L. Jackson, Ben Stiller. So all of these, that show is just as cringy and awful as The Office was. And that is a really, really good show.
Nice.
And Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah.
Also was in it, and he was very, very funny.
Nice.
Yeah.
Where did Dave go?
I just spoke.
What else is new in hockey?
Playoffs, but man.
Yeah, Dallas beat blank to Vegas. I believe.
That's kind of funny. Arpin Bazu just now. it's pretty obvious that the Islanders traveled because they actually did.
Right.
Yeah.
It's game two, different story.
Wait.
Don't worry about it.
Did they really?
Yeah, they're all playing in Edmonton now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I think that families get to come to the bubble now, too.
Yeah. A friend of the podcast, Dennis Bernstein.
Yes. Holy crap. Yeah.
His horse won the Kentucky Derby.
So crazy.
But he's
a many-layered onion, Dennis Bernstein.
Yeah, that's the last thing I expected.
And people were asking him, oh, why aren't you in the winner's circle? And he posted a picture of like him in the Edmonton airport. And he was like, because I'm here covering hockey. But yeah, so that was a fun find.
Yes. A very fun find. He tweeted it out earlier in the day, I guess.
everybody to cheer for his horse. His horse in the Kentucky Derby, and it won! Oh my god. That's fantastic.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Very cool.
Dennis has earned every single enjoyment that he has in life. Yes. Agreed. Agreed. Dave is gone.
Nope, I'm here.
Oh, okay. How is that curl going, Beth? That was like the craziest curl I've ever seen.
Oh, I know. Well, right now it's my hair is up in a bun. So right now it's behaving, but it was like going in all sorts of directions, and I was like, I don't. And I tried like
make
to
up
brush
your mind.
It. I tried to brush it and then like curl it, recurl it with my finger, and it was like, no, I'm doing my own thing. And I was like, okay, I guess we're just gonna have to deal with this.
My hair. I haven't had my hair cut since before the pandemic. And it is really long. And I really need a haircut.
I want to chop it all off so badly.
So do I. I want to go for a short bob again.
I always hate when I have short hair, but I don't like dealing with long hair either.
Well, I like my hair longer so I can just tie it up. Because that's the other thing is with shorter hair, you can't really tie it up. And so when it's like blowing in your face or getting in your lipstick or, you know, all that stuff, you can't really control it. So,
yeah,
but it is cute. Short hair is really cute. So I'm having a dilemma because I'm definitely going for a trim, but I might just cut it short.
And winter is coming.
Winter is coming, but all signs are pointing to I'm going to be in my house for another 5 months. So, because I've been working from home. It has been 175 days, more than 175 days that I've been working from home.
Yeah.
Isn't that incredible?
Same here ish.
Because I went to look it up the other day, days since March 13, which was my last day in the office. I just typed in days since and it came up automatically. March 13th, 2020. So and that day, a few days ago, it was 175.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, may as well and just kind of.
You went home at the same time, no, Dave?
Give or take. We went to work on Monday, the 16th. Right. And that's when things were getting shitty. And so we were like, okay, time to close down shop.
Yeah.
Good job, everybody.
It was so, but the funniest part of it is when they told us we're all going to be working remotely from now on, not from now on, but you know, as of tomorrow or today or whatever. They said at the time it was going to be for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, and then they extended it and then they just said, yeah, this is obviously.
Well, like I saw people in Canada posting when their kids like started school again, they're like, that was the longest March break ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like back to school after March break and stuff like that.
Sophia starts her new school tomorrow. Her yeah. So she's going to college but it's all online.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
There it is.
Does she still get to see Homeboy?
Yes.
Okay.
She does.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's a good kid. Quibri.
I like him. Quibri, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why his name won't stick.
Nobody's ever heard that name before.
I know, but I feel super bad. Like,
yeah, I don't, but you I don't think know I him.
I met him.
Yes, she has. She had dinner, I had dinner one with here him in my house.
Yeah. He's a Dave, you would love him.
Good.
He is so up your alley.
He's a good kid.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Dave and Max too would get along great.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's not even a question.
Pizza.
I wish I could bring like a real pizza, but that'd be quite a logistical nightmare.
Yeah.
We're also coming on our time.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And, yeah, so aside from Jake Allen, Lucas Vidamo, France, going to the – that can't be her name. There has to be another way to pronounce that. France.
Franz.
Franz?
Oh, I'll tell you this after we're off the air.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess we should just get to it then.